AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. The military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. Details have not been released. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them.
Meantime, Iran's supreme leader says Iranians will not budge or change their stand following new U.S. sanctions targeting Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his associates. Recently, Iran quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium to be on a pace to break one of the nuclear deal's terms by tomorrow. The date has been set for Robert Mueller to go to Capitol Hill to appear before two House committees about his Russia report. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says former special counsel Robert Mueller was reluctant to testify before his committee and the Committee on House Oversight, but agreed to honor their subpoenas. There will be two hearings back-to-back, and lawmakers will also meet with Mueller in a closed-door session. The committee leaders say they wrote Mueller, "The American public deserves to hear directly from you about your investigation and conclusions."
President Trump promised a veto of a bill that passed in the House, $4.5 billion in an emergency border aid package to care for migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the border with Mexico. Texas Republican Kay Granger says it's not enough.
The bill before us does not provide Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the Department of Defense, or the immigration courts with the funds they need.
But Speaker Nancy Pelosi points out one word that Granger did not mention.
Children, children, children. Today, we have the opportunity to help the children. We are ensuring that children have food, clothing, sanitary items, shelter, and medical care.
This is AP Radio News. Parts of Europe are in a heat wave.
Temperatures could top 104 Fahrenheit in parts of the continent over the coming days as a plume of dry, hot air moves north from Africa. In Paris, authorities have temporarily banned older cars from the centre as heat waves aggravate the city's pollution, while Germany has imposed a rare speed limit of 62 or 75 miles per hour on several short stretches of highway. French charities are providing extra help for the elderly, the homeless and the sick this week, remembering that some 15,000 people, many of them elderly, died in France during a heatwave 16 years ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NASA is about to open some of its pristine samples of moon rock and let geologists examine them in 21st century technology. Charis Krischer is a lunar sample processor.
At this point, we can't go back and get any more. There are plans to do so, but this is what we have right now is what we have, so they're very worth being protected.
842 pounds of lunar examples. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Real value shows up in reliability you don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability you can count on, just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.